Masse steht im Hauszeug, Zavis Kneso, Nusslung Levi, Menachas Achuzasim, Ormung Shevet. So Mitzvah in the Torah, one of the tag Mitzvahs, is to, it's a Kleisos, Mitzvah in Kleisos, Yid to Shevet Levi, Orim, cities, are in Levi'im to live in, Pashat to live in. The reason is because the Shevet Levi does not have their own chelik in Eretz-Yisrael, they're not given a Nachla in Eretz-Yisrael, so the Mitzvah say in the Torah that Kleisos should give them Orim, cities to live in. It is also a law in the Torah. So pasuk in Pashas Kerach, the pasuk says, "Yirin lekahan hanavim kol shevet Levi chenik benachlam Yisrael." Basim l'simcha. The law in the Torah also say the chenik Levi should not take a chelik in Yerusha. If a Levi goes and tries to take a chelik in Yerusha, that's a law in the Torah. There's one more pasuk in Pashas Shaitim that says the same thing. "Yirin lekahan hanavim kol shevet Levi chenik benachlam Yisrael." This law is written twice. Shigal Ar in the Chinuch of Mitzvah Tavches brings down Mitzvah Tei. That the Nevi'im, that Christ will give the Nevi'im Arim, Ari Nevi'im. And in Mitzvah Tavkav Dalet, he counts the Mitzvah Voices say. And there he counts the Mitzvah Voices say from the Pasim Pasha Shaitim. Of Lo'i, as Lo'i, Makan Mangvim, Goshev, Levi, Chek, Anachim, Bissol. So the Arab, why does he bring down the Pasik from Pasha's Shaitim, not the first Pasik, Pasha's Kerach? Sounds like he's bringing down the second pasuk. That's the way to say from Shaitim, not the pasuk from Pashkar. The Rambam brings both pasukim. The Rambam Peggy Gimel, Lashmita Yerba, Lachiyud, he brings down that the law in the Torah, the way to say that Shevet Levi should not get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, he brings down both pasukim, pasuk from Pashkar, pasuk from Pashkar. And the Rambam does say also, he teaches the pasuk of the year in the Kahanim, and the Shevet Levi, chelik and Nachla. Teshtaram, chelik v'biza v'nachla ba'aretz. What's the double lashon of chelik v'nachla? Chelik means v'biza. When Kleiso would capture the Eretz Zion moment, they would capture Eretz Yisrael, besides capturing the land, they also got biza, they also got the shovel, the booty, the spoils, they got money. They took the money that they captured, and they took metalkalim, movable objects, and that also belongs to Kleiso. So the Ram says, that was divided up between all the Yidden, all that money that they captured also, that's called biza. And that visa also was not given to the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im did not have a chelik, not in the visa, and not in the chelik benachah means chelik visa, benachah barak. So it's not given to the Nevi'im.
Midian
they didn't get a chelik either, but Midian they were given trumas and mice. It's a different Indian. It was divided up by Kleisol, and then Kleisol went and gave an Indian for truma to Shevet Levi. That was a different cheshbon. But the etzem chelik they also did not get. They only got truma from it. That was special because it cost us to give truma. Normally truma is given, nice is given from payers. Special halacha that from Machanas Midian they were given that. But right, it wasn't. They only got it from Chamishim, right? Right, they got a small amount. They didn't get the same amount as everybody else. Right. But Chayyuba went from the Eretz Zion moment. They didn't get anything. That's it. So the Rambam says the law goes on both. They should not get a chel b'biza and they should not get a nachla b'aret. And the Rambam zok. Ben Levi a kohen should not chelik b'visa loika. If Ben Levi goes and he grabs some of it, he goes and tries to take some of the visa, he gets malchus. So it's lav in the Torah, it's lav shishu b'meisah. If you lav in the Torah, if you do the lav, you get malchus. If you notol the nachla baris, not be next to the man. But the Rambam does say if they try to take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, then they don't get malchus. Then the Rambam's mashma, they don't get malchus. Just you take it away from them. If they go and try to take something from a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, that they don't get. So the Rashi tells them this, and he says, "Manashach." I mean, it's all one lav, it's all one pasuk. The Rambam is teaching the pasuk that they should not have chenik benachla in Eretz Yisrael, they should not have chenik b'visa, they should not have nachla b'aretz. How come on the part? Why is it that the part of the chenik b'visa, if they do it, they get malchus, and if they do the chenik benachla, if they try to get benachla, they don't get malchus. You just take away from them. What's the difference? So the Vaz wants to say he this is the law of Nitzan Leishavai. We find it's a Gemara in Makkas after saying that Aleph is in Ram Paskin is in Peik Aleph of Geneva, Lach Aleph and also in Peik Aleph of Gzela of Aleph. Ram says that on the level of Geneva and Gzela, there's no Malkus. One reason the Gemara talks about it is because it's a Lav Nitzatse. Because the Torah gave you a Lav and said, then gave you a Mitzatse of a Shabbos Gzela, Shabbos Geneva. But the other reason the Gemara says, even if you don't hold a Lav Nitzatse, the Gemara says, Lav Nitzatse is Shabbos. So now that's it's given to return. You have to know what that means, but when you see the most of the cloud, any lav is only shoveling. If you still give back the money, it's not a lav, it's a big lav, but there's no malchus on it. As a man, he wants to say maybe here also this should be allowed in the Neshavim. In case the Nevi'im would take the visa, they give it back. They take the Nachla, they take the Aretz, they give it back. So that would really answer why there's no Malkus on the Aretz. Why when they take the if they take a portion of land, there's no Malkus, maybe because it's Neshavim. You give it back. But the cash is, why by visa is it? Yes, Malkus. Why is there Malkus by visa? Why isn't it allowed in the Neshavim? So the Vaz says, maybe he's talking about where they ate it already. That's his visa was food. They captured some bread and they ate it, so they can't get back the bread. But still shver, because by Geneva, you don't get Malkus even if you steal bread and eat it, food and eat it, because it's not only shoving the domain if you give back the value of it. So here also in the visa, why is there no Malkus if you give it back? So the Vaz basically wants to say, for some reason, this is not called a Laban Nitzanay Shoving, like Geneva and Gzeva. And maybe the reason why by the Aretz, if they take a chunk of the land, there's no Malkus, is because we have a cloud, the Kakein and Nitzelas. Kakein you can't really take, because it's still there. We just tell you, like, leave. You know, you sat on this property, you're trying to take it, but we just tell you to leave, and nothing changed with the Kakein and Nitzelas. It's a Gemara, Kakein and Nitzelas is a Gemara in Sukkot, the Flamed Aleph, and Babakam of Tzadakei, and again, other things. But it's still shared to understand that he doesn't really answer. Why by visa is there Malkus? Why don't we call it a Laman Nitzanay Shavim? The same as Regenev, every Zeh. The Mishnah also talks about this, the Machasrinah talks about it also, and the Tzav Kavtar, and they all seem to like Shver. So, the Tzachem Akusha, I'm thinking maybe the Chalak is that the Indian of a Laman Nitzanay Shavim maybe only applies to something that had a Bailam. It originally belonged to somebody, and then you did a lot, you took it from him, and now you want to return it to the same Bailam. Over here, by the Bees and the Nachla, before the Chalukah, it didn't belong to anybody. There was no Bailam. If anything, you say, Svar really belonged to Gans Klai Yisrael, really belonged to the Levim the same way it belonged to every other Shevet. It belonged to them the same way. It's just the Torah gave a lav and told the Levim to abstain. Don't really, the Gans Klai Yisrael captured this, and they're going to divide it, and you have a Chalik gave everybody else, and the Torah gave you a lav, abstain, don't take your Chalik. Let it go to everybody else. But in case the lady's over, and the lady takes his Chalik, he took his chelik already, Mashas also. He took his chelik, he was able to love, and it's not the Nitzanay Shavim, because who are you going to return it to? There is no Bailam. It never belonged to anyone to begin with. And it's not Peshat, it belongs specifically to the other Shvatim, it belongs to Gans Klai Yisrael. And your mitzvah was, your mitzvah was to say was to abstain, not to take it. And you were over, and you went and took it, and then that's not called Nitzanay Shavim. It was done already, there's no way to fix it.
So when a
client
takes a Tshumah, do you say it belongs to Shavim Shavim because the owner wouldn't be
if he steals Truma without Rashus?
Yeah.
Because there's no original Bailam. And he's part of the Shevet also, maybe not fine. Maybe we'll be just in the Shoving. Maybe. I don't even know if there'll be a lab, yes, how that works. Okay, it's a Shevet, sorry, but it was nice when you see this pasuk, then the Yid Shevet Levi, Chayel Venachla, it was just no, it's
supposed to type.
Oh, and by Kake it won't be a problem because Kake in the Zellas. Nothing changed. But when we see this possible, you shave a lady, Chenk Benach, because we should know the Lois to say, it's a lot for the lady to take it, and Chelik means Chenk Beza, and Nachla means they should not take a Chelik in the Aretz. And the Amzot, they take the Beza, the Chai Malkus, and they take the Aretz, the Nachai Malkus. And the Mephosh Shlang, and we're trying to explain it. There's a Sogas arrived on this Rambam, but to me, I think if you look at it, it's Klorax, it seems to be Toys at first, and this Sogas arrived does not go on this halacha, this Peg Yigimel Hashmi Diviev halacha Yud, it goes on the next halacha, halacha Yiralaf. In halacha Yiralaf, the Rambam says, the Chiddush, the Rambam's like, Yirali, is the cloud, whenever the Rambam says the word Yirali, that's a code word.
The stars in the
place. The stars in the place, I think so, yeah, if you look at it. I'll tell you what the cash is. You'll see it's going on. It's going to the next halacha. It doesn't seem to fit in this halacha. The Rambam's up. Yearly. Whenever the Rambam says yearly, that means the chiddush of the Rambam. There's no mocha. Whenever the Rambam says something, either it's a ferish or mocha. If there's no mocha, then the Mephashim Shalom in it. They try to find a mocha in the Tesefta and Yishami where it is. When the Rambam says yearly, it seems to me that's what I'm saying. There is no mocha for this. This is on Svar. The Rambam zogt in Halchi Dan of Svar yearly. She'ena Dorma Murim. This whole law that the beams are not the chelik and chelik ba'aretz of the visa is end of ba'aretz shenifasol abris la'avon yisuch and Yaakov Yeshua b'neim and yisfakon lahem. This whole lab only goes on the Zion Amon. On the Eretz Canaan, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, that part of Eretz Yisrael goes only to rest of Klai Yisrael and Shevet Levi is not supposed to be the chelik. Avol shakar or atzei shakrevish melech and malchei Yisrael is a grambam that all love the land, the the Melech Malchus Tzol goes in and it's Kavishah B'Kibbutz Shavim. We find in Tanakh that and it's halacha that Kaisel needs more land, then they make a war and they go capture more land and they expand their soil, they make it so a little bigger. And it has Kedushas Aretz, Chayim Shum Semaisis, there's a way of doing it, the Kiddush Rabbim, not Kiddush Yachid, this is again Gittin, if you do Kiddush Rabbim, it becomes a soul, and those extra portions, Sakti Rambam, the Sheva Levi has a chalik. When they go and they capture extra land, then they divide equally among Gans Kaisel, and Sheva Levi also has a chalik over there. That's the Rambam's Kiddush. So in that's what the Rabbis Sagi is. If you can derive it, the Rabbis is that if Shevet Levi has a chelik over there, so why is there Maisa? Why do we give Chumas and Maisa? Because the reason why we give Chumas and Maisa is because the Chayyim and Levim don't have their own chelik. But over here, in this land, they do have a chelik. So why are we giving them Chumas? Why are they getting a chelik and also getting Chumas and Maisa from everybody else's Chumas and Maisa? Does that affect the Rabbis? It doesn't seem to be fair. And that's called Far Halacha. When they eat on Tei Tzirol, they also get Chumas and Maisa. They also get Chumas and Maisa. So it's like the rabbit on the Raman. That's the rabbit's chayyuk, and the rabbit holds that even when you expand it, so Sheva Levi does not get a portion over there, and only and they get Shumas and Maisis. That's his kasha. And the second kasha is from Mechamas Midian. It says by Mechamas Midian we see that Sheva Levi did not get a chayyuk in the Biza. Like we were saying before, they had Maisa from their Shumas from it. They were giving Echem Mechamishim a small portion like a matana, but not a chayyuk. I think the Rabbis Kasha is, if the Rambam holds that anything that was captured after the Zion moment, if there's Canaan, does not go to Shevet Levi, Mechamas Midian, which was before Canaan, they also should not get. They also should get. The Rambam holds that anything that was captured after the Zion moment, the Shevet Levi would get a chelik, then they should get a chelik on anything that was before also. And it was just as in Zion moment that Shevet Levi did not get. But we see by Mechamas Minyan the Shevet Levi did not get. So in Chayyuk Tzeraya,
the
Biza. Well, Biza is the same thing as Nachla. It goes together. It's one pasuk. They should have Chayyuk Benachla. Biza Benachla Baritz. That's the second kasha. So on the second kasha, the Rabbi the Chayyuk maybe be Mechad between before and after. The Rabbi holds it's the same thing, but you can say the Ram is only Mechadish, that after the whole thing is finished, Chayyuk Benachla is only in the beginning, including before, including Mechamas Minyan, the Shevet Levi does not get. And they don't get a chelik in Eretz Canaan either, from the Zion moment. But anything that happened afterwards, later on afterwards, on holds that Shevet Levi did get. Maybe that's not such a big kasha. But the first kasha in the Chayyuk is a shaka kasha. If Shevet Levi is getting a chelik in all the lands that they expand their Yisrael, so why is the Chumas and Maisis in all the land that you expand from Yisrael?
In case the Mishnah learns that the Ram holds that that Echad Mechamishim is this.
But they're not getting regular chayyuk. They're not getting what's called. It's in Biza. It is in Biza.
If Biza is a raya, then it's different. If I can't, he says Amun is a raya to Rama. That's
how this mission is. Okay, I'm sure I see it. But I'm thinking that maybe the test is Chumas and Maisa, we know, besides the din of Matan Skahuna and Matan Sevilla, is also a din of Kedusha Tzaret. The Peri is a very strong, a tevel. It's also in tevel. Every peri you're not allowed to eat until you take off Chumas and Maisa. And peri grows is tevel. It's a lot of them tevel. So you have to take off Chumas and Maisa, kosher to be mafia the peri. And the halacha is kosher that, let's say there's no Kohen or Levi anywhere around. Let's say the closest Kohen or Levi is a 3-day trip, and this peri will be spoiled by then. If I take off Chumas and Maisa, there's no way I can give it to a Kohen or Levi. There's no one in the area. It's going to go on the back. It doesn't make a difference. You still have to take off Chumas and Maisa. And just leave it there. If it goes to Ibud, it goes to Ibud. But to be Makhdi, the Paris Rachina, this is in Chumas and Maisa. You have to be Makhdi, Chumas and Maisa, Poshet to be Makhdi, the Pebble. And so then in Chayim Zish Zara, so we once spoke about some Machoikas in the Ramam and the Ramban, and Sefer Mitzvahs. If it's one mitzvah, Hafrosh Chumas and Maisa, and the Sina Chumas and Maisa, does that count as one mitzvah in Tag Mitzvahs, or does it count as two, the Hafrosh and then the Sina? But upon him, there's a din HaFrosh itself. So maybe that's a teretz. Even if though Shevet Levi has a chelik in these aratzos, but it still has Kedushas Aretz, there's Kedushas Aretz, the peiris, you have to take off Chumas and Maisis, pashut for the peiri itself, but it's in tevel, you mash to the peiri. And once you take off Chumas and Maisis, what do you do with it? Chumas and Maisis, the chetz is, it's given to Kahan and Levim. Maybe that's why it's given to Kahan and Levim. So it's not a raya that they don't have a chelik yet. And then also, well, most of it, maybe we can get into it is that it's coming to itself. Maybe one more shul teretz is maybe it's chayyuk that they didn't get in Eretz Canaan. The effort's coming to Chumas and Maisa everywhere. They take a gap, a chayyuk in the expansion of Eretz Yisrael, But they still got less than everybody else, so we're always paying them back for the partner's tana that they didn't get, and therefore we give them shumas amais even in this part of the expansion.
Could be the right. Because there's a choy to give to them.
That's the Ravid. Okay, that's the Ravid. And there's no choy, there shouldn't be a choloy schiv tevel. But I wanted to say that besides the choy and kamitin, because then you get tevel, there's also suspicious or it's shach tevel, that you have to be machshir the pairs. And for that, it's okay to give it. And maybe, I don't know if you hear this far, is also far, that there's always a choyv to them that they didn't get a chelk in Israel, so we always have to give them, even here, they haven't got a chelk in expansion, but keep on giving them extra mice to make up that they didn't get a chelk in Israel. The Michel Chinuch in Mitzvah Tavches, says the Santa Shaila, in according to the Rambam, that when they expand the Israel and they capture extra land, and we get the Levim do get a chelk in it, was there still Mitzvah to say to give them Ari Levim? Was there still Mitzvah to give them cities? They got their own chelk, it's still Mitzvah to give them cities. According to the Ravid, that they have no chelk, then it's Pasha they would get, you have to give them Ari Levim there also. They needed more space, so obviously there'll be most need a place to live. But according to Rambam, that they got their own chinuch, did they get Ari Levim also? So what's the shayla? So Michel Chinuch says, you can the chinuch says very clearly that the whole mitzvah of Ari Levim, there's a reason for it. The reason is because they need a place to live. The chinuch sashanish, nistavli yisrael, lost his shevel leva, arum l'sheves behen. Achas she'enam ten barat. They have to have cities to live in because they have no chelik. His options are Orem Hoy Tzichim Lehem Akopan Lushevas Heim Vneim Betavim Vachayasam. They push need a place to live. Then the children and the behemoths. That's why we give them cities to live in. Tiny to Mechus Lina. So Bezoy in the expansion when they expanded Eretz Yisrael and they captured the land, they had already a chaylik. You don't have to give them cities to live in because they had a place. The Rambam doesn't say this reason. So maybe Queen Tzichim says there's a cost of this. So you have to give Orem or Levim. So maybe it'll come out. Tiny Mechus Lina. That even though they got a chelik, this extra rotzis that were nichbash b'kibush avim, there still would be a din to give Ari Levim. As Achilles wants to say, Ma'aseh Michel Chinuch is not mistaber. It's not mistaber to say that they got a chelik like everybody else. Plus we give them extra cities, they should have more than everybody else. Not mistaber. But again, I think that's only when they gave the Arim. When they gave Trumas and Ma'aseh, there's a to say that the payers itself are mechuyev in Trumas and Ma'aseh. Have a need to be have a frasha. The payers itself because kibush zara is a tevel. And that's not so shver the right discussion for why, even according to Rambam, they would get Shumas Amaisis.
The whole thing is the same, the
whole Rambam.
It says that they get Shumas because they didn't take the land.
Now it says
in the Torah, says they take
Shumas
because
Chelot Abadas. That's Shumas, but not Maisis. Right. It says the Kahanim got Shumas, Chelot Abadas, like a payment for the Aboy of the Mitzvah. Now, even the Levim, they also, but it doesn't say that.
They didn't have Chelot, I think it doesn't say it. The Rambam says is because they shouldn't be busy.
Shammai.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't.
Right.
Have,
right. We're gonna get that right.
It's not the switch. Okay. The switch is filled with us. We're not giving them land. Forget the assumption. Why would we give them land? They shouldn't be busy. They're supposed to be busy with other things.
Right.
The Rambam says it's filled with us. The Rambam himself. Mm-hmm. The Rambam says that it's filled with us.
This is Machlokes Rambam and the Ravid. When they added on to Yisrael, we keep a Shabbat if the Levim got a chelik over there or not. There's Zand the Gemara in Babasa and Yishnechon that Kufafez Malach, the Gemara says, the Gemara brings a Vraisa, Asida Yisrael should discount the Shlisha as the Shvatim. That most of the love of your Mashiach comes, but by Shlishi, they're going to divide Yisrael to 13 Shvatim. The Gemara brings a Pasuk in Yecheskel, Shnema, Shah Ruben Echot, Shah Yehuda Echot, Shah Levi Echot, and Pasuk goes weiter. So the Brisa says a chiddush that by Nosa Lovo, Mashiach comes, Sheva Levi is going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be different. They're going to divide Eretz Yisrael into 13 parts. And the cheshbon of 13 is that Ephraim and Menashe are going to be one chelik. It's not like the first chalukah when Ephraim and Menashe were two chalukim. Ephraim and Menashe are going to be one chelik. It's going to be Sheva Yosef. That's 11. And the 12th is going to be Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi is going to get a chelik this time. That's the chiddush. And then the Brisa is, that's 12. Idach Laman, who's the 13th? Amr of Chizbon the Nasi. Goes to the Nasi, and then Rav brings the pasuk, and the Rambam teaches that Nasi means the Melech Mashiach. The Melech Mashiach is going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, big chelik. We get 1/13 of Eretz Yisrael. A huge part of Eretz Yisrael is going to belong, as much as every single shev is going to belong just to Melech Mashiach. That's a big chiddush. The Michel Chinuch brings a shein ha'or. He says if you look in the Rambam, Pegdal and Hilchos Melech Machaches, he brings a second halacha. He brings down this halacha that Nasi Lovli, when Mashiach comes and they capture Eretz Yisrael, they're going to give to the Melech Mashiach. a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to get 1/13 of Eretz Yisrael. But he's going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say 1/13. He'll get a chelik like everybody else. Oh, well, he'll get like one person. Like one person. I hear you asking. I said it won't be so big. Okay, but the and he's part of a shevet also. You think he's just going to get a double portion? That's it. That's it. I'm not sure how that works, but it seems. Mm-hmm. I hear, but it won't be so big. You're saying it won't be so big, maybe? I hear, I'm not sure myself. Okay, but I'll go on. The Rambam does, you have to see, you have to look at the Rambam closely. Peg down los mloch machafest, and the Gemara in Barbasiku for Bezim al Ahab, that the Melchim Mashiach will get a chelk in its soul. But the Rambam is not bringing down the first Chesh of Reis, that Sheva Levi will get a chelk. This halacha that most of love, Sheva Levi, that's a big enough for me, that Sheva Levi will get a chelk in its soul, the Rambam doesn't say. The Mechachana point out. So Mechachana says he found the Sefri in Pashas Kerech that's Chayelik. The Sefri says that even Losalavoy, we made this halacha, Sheva Levi does not get a Chayelik in Eitzel. But the kasha is, why is Ram passing like the Sefri and not like the Babli? If there's a Sefri that no one's found on, we can pass like the Sefri. But if there's a Sefri that's found on the Babli, the Chayelik pass like the Babli. I wanted to hear to the kasha. From the Mishnah Makkas, Daki Gimel, the Mishnah in the beginning of Ein Leinu Leikin, the Mishnah lists all the Makkas in the Torah. So every case there's Makkas in the Torah. And some of the Makkas in the Torah are only Sheikh, the Zman Abayis. The Mashal talks about the Tami Shachos, the Kurdish gets Makkas, the Tami eats Kachin, he gets Makkas, or if someone eats Noisa, he gets Makkas. All these Makkas are only when there's Vesem Mikdash. Now, even though Rebbe was Masad, the Mishnah is that the at the end of the Tzkuf of Tanayim, and that was already in Chayy after the Churban, these halachas will be used inside the Mishnah, it's been a gale as the Lovay. By the next Fis Mikdash. So the question is, the Ram, like you said before, said that if Shevet Levi takes Chayyim for Biza, they get Malkus. How come, why is that not in the Mishnah in Malkus? Why is that Malkus not listed? It should be one of the Malkus, the England Elikin should be, that if Shevet Levi takes Chayyim for Biza. So it's a little bit mashup on this Mishnah, like the Babli, because the Osalovoy, Sheva Levi will get a chelik in Eitzel. And just like they get a chelik in Eitzel, the chelik would be also. What do you say? And that's, well, the Mishnah is not going to count the Malkus that were not Nagei anymore. Again, this Mishnah was written after the Churban, so why is it in the thing is Malkus? Because it's Nagei of the next place Mikdash. We're not going to go say Allah from the Mishnah that used to be, it'll never be again. But so this Mishnah, I think, is a raya, is also like the Babli. This chiddush, which is Babli Mizrach Machzini Cheskel, that Losalovoy Sheva Levi will get a chelik in Eitzel. So it's like the kashya in the Rambam. Why is the Rambam passing like the Sefri and not like the Babli Mishnah Yechon and not like the Mishnah Makkos? So the Teretz is, and maybe the Mechasunach has a penalty kashya on this whole Gemara, which will be kashya in the Mishnah also, but he has it on the Gemara in Yechon Yechon. How can the Gemara say, being Pasukim Yecheskel, that Losalovoy Sheva Levi will get a chelik in Eitzel? So we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Tachkos Dal, it says, "Ein Novi Rishoyin Lechadish Dava." All these based on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, but a Novi cannot be Mechadish something. This is one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. It's not going to change, also Lovi. One of the Tayag Mitzvahs is that Sheva Levi is not allowed to take a Chelik in Eitzel. So how can that change, also Lovi? So according to the Sefri in the Rambam, it's good. Taka doesn't change. That Lavi means. Right, but the Gemara that says that Oslovi will change and we remember Daik and the Mishnah, they're chaylik on this Gemara Shabbos, the Vein Dovi Yeshua Shal Chadash Dovi, they hold that the Novi can be Mechad something, things will change with Oslovi. Okay, maybe that's Teresa. The Ram Paskin is like the Gemara Shabbos, Ein Novi Yeshua Shal Chadash Dovi. There's many of the Ram holds that, like the Sefri, that Oslovi will remain this love, the Sheva Levi, we're not going to chaylik in it, so. The reason why Sheva Levi is not going to chelik in Eitzel, if you do the Rambam Zokt right in the next halacha in Peki Gimel Hilchos Shmita Vievel Halchi Beis, the Rambam says V'lomo Lo Zocha Levi Benachas Eitzel B'Zocha. How come Sheva Levi not going to chelik in Eitzel on the visa? So in Echol, like everyone else, but the Rambam Nishu Huvdul Naviyaz Hashem L'Shotzi L'Horis Drocha V'Yisharim, because Sheva Levi was Muvdul, was separate, that they were supposed to be Oved Hashem 24 hours a day, a whole day. Shneimah Yerim Shlach Mayakev and Loyachem Machama Dinkotam Machama Elahim Chel Hashem. They're like the army of Hashem. Shneimah Berach Hashem Chel. Like who Baruch Hu Zechul Hem. Shneimah Nicha Luchem Nachlasan. The Eibushu will take care of them. What's going to be with their panasa? The Eibushu will take care of them. That's why Sheva Levi did not get a chelik. And the famous Rambam is up in Lachi Gimel, the next halacha, v'loy shevet Levi b'lvad. It's not only shevet Levi, and kol ish v'ish mikobo oilam, every person, it's another ruchai, that he wants to be menad of himself, menad of his ruach, the avinu mi'madai, and he bodu nama yifnei Hashem ashastim avdai, and ladei es Hashem, he wants to, ladei es Hashem means he wants to learn, what ladei es Hashem means, he wants to learn Torah, he wants to learn kol yamav, v'hol chiyosha, the person wants to be like shevet Levi, the same way, everyone can do it, harizem the scatters of the Ram Krish Kadoshim. A younger man that was listening to Kehl, he's Kredish Kedashim. Not just Kachim, he's Kredish Kedashim. If they treat him special, if they treat him like this is Kredish Kedashim. The Hashem Chalke V'Nachlosti L'Oilum L'Omi Yalom, and they should be his friend V'Nachlosti, not just in this world, but forever and ever. And for Panos, the Abishu will take care of him, will give him the Vamaspikloi, Kamoshi Zochal, Kahan V'Nabiyin. It's a famous Ram. Loi Shevet Levi B'Lvad. It goes on anyone. Okay, but the mice is crazy
for the
Russian.
The other thing
was with two of the mice, and now we're going to shave the place of the Buddha. We should get them. Right, I promise. There's many psukim in the Torah from Yigi Kabech Kisayachal, Ashrech V'Toyulach, and some talk about working for Panasa. There's Mamor Chazal, Tayf Terim Deir Cheretz. And the Rambam himself brings down these halachas of Taif Terim Deir Cheretz and Hilchos Tam HaTorah, the Yetzer Shlichus Bira. Here the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita Yerivel says, Lo Shevet Levi B'Lvad, anyone that wants to just be Mufrish and Mubdal and not be Yosek Panasa, this is Kodesh Kedoshim. And here in Hilchos Tam HaTorah he brings down the halach of Taif Terim Deir Cheretz. So Bus HaTorah, and basically to be halach, it says it that the Pesukim and the Mori Chazal and the Rambam Hilchos Tam HaTorah are going out there HaKlal. Most people which push it, they can't sit and learn. Sometimes somebody has to be a person who's Mokshif, who's able to sit and learn. The person cannot sit and learn, that's what the Torah is telling, that's what the Pesukim are telling you and the Chazal are telling you. You still have to learn. If Torah is Torah, they're Cheretz. But the Rambam was looking for the Yechidim. The Yechidim that are able to sit and learn, be Makrish themselves, that's what Shev Alei B'Vad, they should have to do it. The Bihalach is the Mordek Adiv. Many people try to do like Shem Ben Yechai, not be Yosek and Panasa, but may also be Yodam. So it could be Halacha. The Loshon HaChazal is Havi. Many people tried and weren't Yosek, may also be Yodam. But Mashma, me, it was Matzliach. It doesn't say that everyone that tried was Matzliach. It says many people that tried were Matzliach, but me, it was Matzliach. And Meduch says that there are Majegas in this. There are people of Monslan who just aren't Moksha, they don't have the Kalim, they don't have the ability to learn call you ma'am at all. So those people should be Makayim and Sukkim, type them their cherits, learn partly their cherits. Some people have to do it for a few years. They should do it for a few years as much as they can. Some people do it for more years. They should do it for more years. And there are people that can do it their whole lives. Thus is Kesh Kadashim. Thus is Kesh Kadashim.
It's easier to finish.
Only have we tried. Have we tried?
Have we tried? And all of those that tried, but also
but that's not that's not the
same. It says have not all of them tried.
But that's it. Also, I'll read to you. The Bialach says, "Zeh shem brachas lamavim beis habi yosuk shem ben yichoy v'lo yosuk biyodem rutzul loyim edafka habi." Says dafka habi, but not. Okay. This is the Bialach. And there's one more Indian. There's a Kesef Mishnah. It's very Mayachan. This Indian. Why the Inyanim of Tzitzit and their Chayetz Lav Dafka apply today? And the Kesef Mishnah basically says that in the earlier Dairis, there was such a mitzvah that people could be Oisik in Panasa and in Derech Eretz and in Torah and still become Tamid HaChachamim. But today, and this is the Kesef Mishnah talking about in his time, hundreds of years ago, even in the Zman of the Kesef Mishnah, says in his time already, it wasn't Shaykh to become a Tamid HaChachamim if you had all Panasa on your head. He had to just not think about Panasa, just sit and learn, let someone else be Doyega on your Panasa, and that's how you become a Tamid HaChachamim. The Shach is the same thing in your day, Simrishma Vasa Kotan Chok. That today, to become a Tamil Chokhom, it's not Shaykh, and what are you going to have? A whole belt of shit-chistic people going just Afirmi, just Maratzim, no Tamil Chokhom. You can't have a belt without Tamil Chokhom. It's amazing, it's like the Kesef Mishnah and the Shach. As today, we push it, they say, Loshim, Eislas, Eislas, Hashem, Efer Teri Secha. We can't be Mekam, these Sukkim of Tav Terim Deir Cheres, because you'll never have a Tamil Chokhom. The only way to become a Tamil Chokhom. And even that's not so simple, and even that no one is reaching the madrigas that they used to. But to become a Tamil Chokhom, you have to be makish of just to sit and learn and take off the old panos entirely. And The Maisa, Halacha L'Maisa is not from Sukkim, it's not from Marachazah. Halacha L'Maisa is from the Shach and from the Bihalacha, and that's Halacha L'Maisa. Another Indian that I learned today was in this week's Seder. We'll start with the Mishnah on the Pasuk of Sukkim and the Yish. We'll start with the Mishnah says in Bechoris, the Chavtes, Amar Alaf, that a Dayan Hanedus Chori Lodum Dina B'Teilam. If a Dayan takes Scha, the Paskin is in Torah, even if he's taking Scha from both sides, his din is bottle. If he's Machayev, it says Ruby knows Shimon money, but if he took payment for that Pesach, his din is bottle. So everybody, yes, all the Rishayim Shanga, the Achrayim will talk about it, seems to Dari Darius, but the Dinim, they were taking money. You go to Bezin, they do charge some money to give a Pesach. Well, what do you do with this Mishnah? The Mishnah says that they charge money, the din is bottle. So has the Bezin ever charged money for it? So one third says the Gemara is looking to this the Farish that the Gemara says that brings the price a little bit different lashon. It says machua hadava. It's machua disgusting for if a dayan takes payment for giving a psak al din of kayamim, but din is kaim. So chayes is fear. The Gemara itself, yes, the Mishnah says din is vatal. Here it just says machua hadava, but not vatal. So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah in Bechayes that says din is vatal is when you're charging for the service of giving a psak. My professionalism, I know the halacha. I'm going to pass in as a judge. That's the dinner's bottle. But the Gemara in Ksuvis, the Bryce in Ksuvis is talking about where you're taking Aga B'Teila. You're taking just payment for what I missed out, what I could have worked and made money in that time doing something else. I'm just taking Scha B'Teila. That's called Mechu Adav. Oh, and that, the Gemara brings a Meister, Mekana, and a different Meister with Rav Huna, that even Scha B'Teila, if it's Muchach, if it's obvious that I could have made money doing something else, like you stopped me in the middle of my work, what I was doing, and I was making money, and I stopped to go passing it in Torah, and you're paying me that money, that's not even Mechu Adav. That's a Chachin. A Chachin, you take that money. But if it's not Muchach, if it's not so obvious where I would have made that money, that's Mechu Adav. Although Maisa is still shver today, but they didn't take money in Chayre. First of all, what would they have been doing if not spending their time in the Torah? Maybe they're going to spend and learn. We can't pay them for the taking away from learning. We could only pay them for what they would have earned. What would they have earned in that time? And that amount, would they have earned that amount? That's first kasha. Second kasha, even if they would have been able to earn that money, is Chayre is not Shabbatel of the Muchach. It's not obvious that we see it. So Chershi Mechua Adava. So all what they did are doing something which Chazal says Mechua Adava. It's disgusting. They should not do. What's up, Shad? So they all go and watch on this because the nice is this. So at the end, they all get paid for their work, for their time.
Sure.
Also dying. Also dying. I'm trying to remember. Somebody says that Bashuda Daini, I think, is even worse. Bashuda Daini for sure.
What, if you take from both?
Yeah, even though you take from both.
They can make
the same looks so bad. Okay, well, sometimes they pass the insurance that didn't also. But they still are Shane Terrace, the Shukal Terrace, the Tatumimi wants to say, and on the Pasuk of Segub and the Yish. Tatumimi brings down, the Gemara's doctrine in heaven above, the din of Segub and the Yish, you should not be afraid of some of the Paskin. When the din Torah comes to you, you should not be afraid. I'm afraid of one side. If I get involved, this guy will be raised for me. So it says, "Screw in the yesh, you have to pass in." But the Gemara says that stafka after you heard the din Torah and you know the psak. But before you heard the din Torah, or even when you heard the din Torah, you don't know the psak yet. You're not to back out. You're not to say, "I don't want to get involved. This guy is he's a tough guy. I don't want to be in his bad side. I don't want to get involved." There's no din like screw in the yesh. More like a Gemara. It's brought down halach and Rambam Pechah Beis of Sanhedrin and Cheshemishpa. The Shulchan Aruch Cheshemishpa says in Beis Hafal passes also that before you hear the din Torah, there's no halach of a segub and a yesh. You could be afraid of someone. You could be afraid. I don't want to get involved in this din Torah. The lashon of Gemara is Sanhedrin of Avon Beis. Shneim Shabon Adin. Two people come to the din Torah before you. Echad Rach veEchad Kasha. One's an easy guy. One's a tough guy. Ad Shemay Tishmat Devarim. Before you hear the din Torah, Oy Mishat Tishmat Devarim. V'yet Yidei Lahechan Din Naito. Even you already heard both sides. But you don't yet know what the halacha is. You still have to think about it. So you still want to look it up in Pesachim. You don't know the halacha yet. After Rashi Leiman, you're going to have to say, "Ain ani nizkak nachem." I don't want to be involved with it. Shemin is chayev chazak, and he's still chazak great for it. He must have been fairish, because maybe I'll be mechayev the tough guy, and he'll be right with me. He'll give me a hard time. But once you heard the entire Torah, after you day and night in the night, and you already know in your mind the halacha, you're not going to say, "I'm not getting involved." Then everybody replies, "Don't be afraid of anyone." That's the Gemara. That's the Halacha. So it says, you mishtel on this Gemara. What's Pashupsha on the Gemara? What's the difference before you heard and after you heard it? It tells you, you have to pass and don't be afraid of people. What's the difference before you heard it or after you heard it? So Zadim says, the Svara, that Achrei Gemara is saying over here that this halacha of a skub and a yish goes on a dayan. And a shem dayan is only a dayan that after he heard it, both sides, and he knows the halacha. Whereas people go around maybe with a title dayan, a shem dayan, but you don't always have that title dayan. You have that title dayan, your chetzav, your agav is the dayan when you know of sak. When you've heard both sides and you know the halacha, then you're dayan. And when you're dayan, then there's a din of a skub and a yish. But before you heard the both sides, or even after you heard both sides, if you don't know the halacha yet, you're like everybody else. You're not a dayan. There's no din of a skub and a yish. Mela, that's what you see from this Gemara, that you're not a dayan until you hear both sides, you know lachas. Mela, maybe that's pshat and minagayno. This halacha of dayan hanotos chori nodun is only when you're dayan. If you heard both sides and you know the psak, you tell me, okay, now pay me and I'll give you the psak. That you're not allowed to do. If you take money, then it's bottle. Even if it's aga betela, that'll be maybe mechu adava. But if you ask them for the money before you heard both sides, I'm not a dayan yet. To take money before you hear both sides, you're not a dayan yet. Before you know the psak, that you don't have the halacha doesn't apply. You don't got to take the money. That's what I'm saying, mechadish. That's what I'm saying, and I'm playing maybe even after the psak. And I know one person. He told me he went to the interior.
And you can hold back the psak. So if you have it in mind, you can see the psak. So just say you can hold back. But if you never got it out of the box, I'm not holding back on it.
Right.
So why is it going to hold?
What's the third thing about this?
Yeah, why is it going to be lost in the interview? I'll die. But if you give my ear cutters, you can't hold back.
Well, what? So maybe you shouldn't hold back from listening and knowing the fact.
I'm not holding back anything.
Okay, my husband says, it didn't die. And then man wants to say the same halacha when they get taking money. And it could be even after the psak was given. Also, you know more dying. You're only dying at that moment when you knew the answer and before you gave it. Once you gave it, so long, you could take. Someone told me it was by Elam Gold, and after the whole, after he gave the psak, he said, Nu Schabatel, that was Lashon, Nu give me the Schabatel, he wanted to get paid for his Schabatel. Because after you got paid, he's also a Sayan, according to this Shigal. Okay, in the Sefer Ola Ezra, he also is being Meir Chandinian of taking payment for the entire. But this is the Sefer Mustaris.